This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. And yes, we are continuing on with Towny Madness. Forget about basketball.
Putting a ball in a hoop.
Pshaw. Who cares about that? So what we are doing is we are trying to find Boston's best accent.
Hey, listen up. Carson and Kennedy's Towny Madness is here, kid. The brackets are up and the no odds to be seen 16 have been revealed. Just go to mix1041.com and listen to all the friggin' townies we got in this competition. Choose a winner in each matchup and vote for your favorite Boston accent in the entire Commonwealth. Go in there and support your hometown or vote against your hometown if you don't like them. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to sleep fine either way. Carson and Kennedy's Towny Madness. Go to mix1041.com right now and vote. You're making me repeat myself, kid. Come on. What are we doing here? Just do it. God.
I don't know who that voice actor is, but he's not getting paid enough.
He needs a raise. I couldn't agree with you more.
He needs a raise.
Couldn't agree with you more.
So vote at mix1041.com. I've already voted. I've put in my favorites. You can put yours in right now. We're continuing on this morning. This is Beep Dennis from Eastie by way of Charlestown.
From Charlestown.
Hey, Carson Kennedy. This is Beep Dennis from Charlestown. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large dice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
Like it was no big
deal.
You're
still mad he called you a copper bagger?
He lives in Eastie now. He can't claim Charlestown anymore.
He was born there.
You know.
You were born in Boca and you claimed Charlestown.
He moved out. He lives in the suburbs of Eastie now. And I wasn't born in Boca. I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you very much.
Well, your life is confusing. You moved everywhere.
It's true. And Beep Dennis is up against Michaela from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Michaela from Boston. I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
So we gave them all a control sentence to read.
Exactly.
So it would be fair, so they'd all have to say the same thing.
Right.
And we tried to make it the most Boston phrase of all time, so you could vote on each one.
Right. And so in our next bracket, we have Lisa from Easton.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. Oh. This is Lisa from Easton. I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
And the way she said, I swear, I believe her.
She came in hot.
She was there.
And Lisa is up against Johnny from Eastie.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Johnny Carr from East Boston. I was coming back from Dunks with a normal large ice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday. Just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal. I don't get it.
I love Johnny.
Johnny's
like
good.
It was no big deal.
And then in our other bracket here, we have Dave from Roslindale.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Dave from Roslindale. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do. Mm-hmm. And I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie. Grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Man, so many people saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab.
His pipes, man. And this is B-Side. He is up. Dave is up against B-Side from Gloucester.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is B-Side from Gloucester. And I was coming back from the Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do. And I swear I saw Gronk at the Bach and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
I have two more. So we're going to be actually talking to these next two that are competing against one another.
Yeah, we're going
to
have them live on the radio.
Do we want to play their audio first before
we
get to
them? Give them a little introduction.
Okay, so this is Donnie from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is Donnie from Boston. I was coming back from the Dunks with the normal large iced coffee. Regular, that is. Like I normally do. I swear I saw Gronk in the Barking Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal. I was like, kid, you having a lobster roll.
Did he say the Gronk? I think he said the Gronk. And Donnie from Boston is up against Danielle from Marshfield.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Danielle from Marshfield. I was coming back from Dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Back and Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
Okay, so Donnie and Danielle are actually going to be joining us on the show coming up next. We'll get to know them a little bit deeper. With all due respect, it is a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. So it's Townie Madness as we continue on to find Boston's best accent. If you have a favorite in there, somebody just text in from the 617. Lisa wins!
Lisa's a contender.
Yep.
Go to Mix1041.com and vote.
Yeah, you have to vote. Go to Mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.